him with his tshuva, and the Rebbe said there's 20 basic things that a person has to do if he wants to get to. The first two we discussed a little bit before, just say summarizes. First is charot. Charot means, and he's saying, charot means that I changed my attitude. I thought something was beneficial, and I'm clarifying for myself, this is very not beneficial. Not for my Olam Hazeh, not for my Olam Havoh. Running after the physical pleasure of Olam Hazeh doesn't give you a good Olam Hazeh either, because I'm satiated with it. It's a much better feeling, and even this world, to feel that I'm able to control myself in any bad meter. If I have a claim with Olam Hazeh that we're put into this world, we're under Shama. Second thing that's even something, there's two types of Haveris that are cool. One is things that are very clear to the person that it's awesome, but just has a bad PHR and he catches it. Those type of Haveris primarily have to work on the Farota, to sit down, clarify for himself how bad this thing is. The more clear to you it is that it's dangerous, detrimental, lethal to you, you will protect yourself more. The reason why people are not so on guard is because they don't really have a clarity how bad it is. Everybody could think it's a certain things he does in the course of his life, he has not no gear. People don't have these type of things. But if once in a while a person falls into some type of disorder, it's important to take out some time to clarify how detrimental. Every normal being runs away from dangerous things. If he's not clear of dangerous, then he runs towards them sometimes. And the Zivas Aveiro, the ones that are habitual, as they, some people have, it could be Lashon Hara, some people it could be the way they daven, the way they learn. That could be other things needed been on the Chaveiro. That also a person has to realize that here in some ways is worse than the first one, because the first one he knows it's wrong, just has to clarify himself more, how bad it is. But the other one, even though if he accidentally may say it's wrong, but his mind's frame, the way it works, is what you do. A Lashon Hara speaker, he knows that the whole time of the Sefer is mind frame, it's the way he talks. So for that, he has to change that thing. It's not the way. And, not the way you talk, we can try to think of it once again. What are the things that are causing me to talk this way? And try to, like I said before, we should try to pinpoint the more severe versions of any of these things. Just going to say, okay, I'm not going to speak any more Lashon Hara, I'm going to have 100% kavana, my tefillah is not going to waste a second, I'm not going to have it. There are certain things that are easy to change, pick those things, and try to look into them. Why am I doing these things? And I shouldn't be doing these things. It's a shame to be able to get past that.